Hello friends, in chapter 9 we are going to discuss the concept of category management. Let us first review the learning objectives. Firstly, we have to understand the concept of category management, after which we will find out the reasons that have caused the emergence of this concept of category management. Then we will develop an overview of the process of managing a category, followed by identifying the limitations and advantages of category management. What is a category? A category can be defined as a distinct manageable group of products that consumers perceive to be interrelated and or substitutes of each other, which means that those products that fall within a category can either be substitutes, which means you can buy one or you can buy the other one, which means they could be competing brands also. Or you could have those products in a category which are interrelated. For example, you go to buy shoes and you have an interrelated product which is a socks. Or you go to buy pasta and you will obviously pick up a pasta sauce. When you go to buy a mobile phone, you will obviously need a charger. These are examples of products that are interrelated and complement each other. Therefore, it makes sense for the retailer to display all these products together so as to increase the transaction value of each sales. Products are traditionally grouped into departments for ease of operations. A category is carefully defined based on the consumer shopping behavior. This means the retailer first needs to understand the consumer shopping behavior. What is my target customer going to buy? How is he going to buy it? What are complementary products? If this is my product A, what are the products that are complementing it and I should be displaying them together close by, maybe on the same shelf, so that when my customer buys one product, he will also buy a complementary product. Category management can be defined as the process of managing the product group or category through trade partnerships in order to maximize sales and profits by satisfying consumer needs. Now let us understand this definition in detail. Category management is the process. We are referring to a product group or a category which is managed by this process. A key term over here is trade partnerships, which means partnerships or collaborative relations between the various entities of the supply chain. Essentially, it means trade partnerships between buyers and sellers, between retailers and their suppliers. What is the purpose of category management? Maximize sales and profits by satisfying consumer needs. So the main purpose of the category management concept is to satisfy the consumer better, not only to make the customer happy, but also to ensure that the sales are more, transaction value of each sales is more. It is an evolving approach to retail product management. So, as we know that the consumers have been changing, consumers are evolving. Therefore, our retail management concepts and strategies also have to be changing, evolving with time in order to keep pace with the evolving consumer base. So, the category management concept is an approach which helps the retailer to evolve. It aims to improve the retailer's performance within a category of products. Obviously, the main performance characteristic or criteria is the profitability. The implication of the category management is that decisions concerning the final assortment of products will directly impact the sales. Therefore, we will plan this final assortment of the products within a category very carefully. The concept of category management recognizes the fact that products within a category are interrelated and therefore can be better managed as a category. Each category is treated as a SBU, which is a strategic business unit. Now, what does that mean? A strategic business unit is basically a profit center by itself. So an SBU is treated as a separate team or a separate department within the organization, and its costs as well as profits are calculated separately. So each category is going to be treated as a separate strategic business unit. For example, let's take the example of Pantaloons. Each category over there is menswear, womenswear, children's wear, party wear. Within menswear, you will have various subcategories. Within women's wear, you will have various subcategories. We have discussed this detail in the concept of merchandise hierarchy in one of the previous chapters. Okay. Let's continue with features of category management. The key term over here is trade partnerships. The concept of category management relies heavily on trade partnerships and has a collaborative approach between the retailer and supplier. We know traditionally buyers and suppliers have always been at loggerheads. Usually a retailer and his supplier would fight for more share of the profit. But now the concept of category management emphasizes a collaborative partnership between the retailer and his supplier in a way that they are sharing more information with each other. There is more transparency in their work, in their profit margins, and both work together hand in hand so as to maximize profits of both the retailer as well as the supplier. The main objective of category management is to maximize sales and profits by linking the performance of the category to customer satisfaction. When the customer is satisfied, he will obviously buy more. So the retailer has to plan how to put the goods or product in the store. What shelves are available, how to place the category within these shelves. The focal point of category management is the consumer. So essentially we are saying that category management is a consumer-led process. Let us understand the causes for emergence of this concept of category management. This is a recent concept which has developed or emerged in the past few years. Changes in consumer, emergence of new retail formats, immense competition, advances in information technology, and various economic factors. Let us discuss each one of them in detail. Changes in the consumer. We have already discussed this earlier, but we will still recap it. What are the changes in consumer that are forcing the retailers to adopt this concept of category management? We know that today the consumers in India are rapidly changing. They have adopted different lifestyles. There is a rise in consumerism. There is a rise in materialism. There are nuclear families, smaller families, one-child families, working women, which means the kind of shopping that these families need to do is very different from the traditional shopping basket of our country. Since women are working, they want goods that are going to help them make their life more convenient and easier. For example, they will be buying a lot of gadgets to help them in the kitchen. They will be buying a lot of ready-made food, ready-made sauces. Similarly, people are getting married at later ages. So the men have to buy things that will be more convenient to them in the kitchen. Ready-made sauces, ready-made food packets, etc. So the main cause of the emergence of category management is this change in the consumer base. Today, the consumer is more aware, more informed, educated, well-traveled. They are on the internet. They use internet not only for comparing prices of various goods or comparing prices of the same product from different stores or different retailers. They also buy online. Today we have the advent of m-commerce, which is buying via a mobile using various apps. All these are changing the shopping behavior, the shopping style, as well as the shopping basket of the Indian customer. Demographics and psychographics of the Indian consumer has changed drastically. The next reason for the emergence of category management is the emergence of new retail formats. You are aware that a lot of new retail formats are emerging every day. Something like a wholesale club or a lease departmental store or rentals, online rentals. These are all emerging retail formats. New formats like category killers and hypermarkets have increased competition manifold. Hypermarkets, because they deal in huge volumes, are able to sell the same product at a much lesser MRP, therefore increasing competition. These formats work on a category level and not at a store level. So if you go to a hypermarket, you will see groups of related products displayed together. So you will have, let's say, mobiles all put in together, displayed together along with the accessories that are required for operating or charging a mobile phone. Similarly, you go to a section and it will have only pasta or pasta sauces, or you go to another section of apparel where they would be selling shirts. Along with that, they will be displaying ties. So these are all different products that are related and therefore form a category. How they have to be displayed in the store is all that is category management. Advances in information technology have also helped in the concept of category management. Extensive use of IT enables the retailer to make better informed decisions since they have sales data to understand the target consumer segment. We will just discuss how this sales data is collected. Technological advances have enabled the retailers to obtain, organize, access, analyze, and act upon real-time data required for effective category management. The key term here is real-time data. What do we understand by this? Real-time data is data that is right now. What has happened? What has sold right now? Now, how does the retailer get this information? The retailer may be sitting in his office, or he may be traveling, he may be in his car, or he may be on a vacation. But he knows real-time data. He knows what is selling right now in my store. How does he get this real-time data? Whenever you go to a store, there is a point of sales, which is a POS. At this point of sales, you give your product to the cashier and the cashier will scan the barcode. I'm sure you have all seen barcodes and on the price tickets of every product. This barcode, or UPC as it is called, contains a lot of information about that product. This information could be the price, the style number, the source, it could be the size or a color. So when the cashier scans this barcode, immediately all this data gets transferred to their computer, software and database, and it keeps updating what has been sold and when. So this data is real-time data and can be accessed by anybody who is on that software. So the retailer knows at any point in time what is selling, which style is not selling well, which product is selling well within a style, which sizes are selling more, which colors are selling more, and he can immediately take decisions on how to change his pricing policy. If a style is not selling well, should I immediately place it on a markdown? If a style is selling well, should I reorder some more quantity? All those decisions can be made immediately because real-time data is available to the retailer. Economic factors. Whereas economic factors affect the costs incurred by a retailer. What is the domestic economy situation? Is the growth of economy slow? Is there a recession? Is there a boom? What is the rate of inflation? Is there a decline in birth rate? All these aspects will impact the costs incurred by a retailer. They will also impact the amount or the volume of sales being made by the retailers. The retailer has to lower costs in order to ensure adequate margins and profitability to sustain themselves. This is possible by bringing in greater work efficiencies. And how do we get in greater work efficiencies? By using category management. Now let us understand the process of managing a category. The first step is to define a category. Now we are not talking of the definition of a category. We are saying define what constitutes a category. This is important because it influences the subsequent steps of the process of managing a category. The main aim of defining the category is to identify the products within that category and the SKUs, stock keeping units, that will constitute this category. In turn, the category will define the structure within the category. So how are you going to price the product? How are you going to place it? How are you going to promote it will depend on the definition of this category. The category definition should include all products that are either substitutable or closely replaceable. The next step is to define the role of that category. This involves developing a strategic plan for that particular target category. We have to bear in mind the marketplace, the consumer, the distributor, the supplier of that category. So keeping all these entities of the supply chain in mind, we will be able to decide what is the role of our category. What is it that we want our category to do for us? Is it building traffic, attracting traffic to the store? Is it to maximize the market share? Is it to create some excitement around that category? So these could be various roles. Let us understand four common consumer-based category roles. So we are going to classify category roles into four types. The first one is a destination category. As the name suggests, it is something to look forward to, something which is different, something which is going to add superior value to the consumer. So a destination category consists of leading brands. It should stock a deep and a wide assortment. Since it is the consumer's first choice for specific products, so when you want to buy a specific product, you are very clear the kind of brand you want or the kind of store you want to buy it from. Therefore, a destination category should have a deep and a wide assortment. A destination category has to deliver superior value to the customer as well as to the retailer. The next kind of category role is the preferred or the routine category. This consists of staple or routine products, products that we need every day, products that do not change frequently, products that are required by everyone. For example, soaps, milk, cereal, grocery, vegetables. The retailer has to ensure this category delivers consistent and competitive value to the consumer. So if you see the two category roles over here, they are different. The main role of a destination category is to deliver superior value. But for preferred or routine products, we do not need superior value. We need something that is consistent and competitive value. Why consistent? Because we do not want to think every time when we buy a staple product as to what brand we want to buy or from which shop. These are more about convenience and routine habit. The next kind of category role is of an occasional or seasonal category. This usually follows a cyclical pattern and consists of seasonal products, mangoes or woolens. So every time you have winters, this product would be bought or sold. Rainy wear, again, umbrellas, raincoats, these are products which have a cyclical demand and are seasonal. This category of occasional and seasonal products reinforces the target consumer's image of the retailer. The next category is the convenience category. It consists of products that the consumer finds convenient to buy from a nearby retailer. It is important in certain product categories that the consumer finds it convenient to go to that store, probably because it is located near his house, probably because it is located on the route he takes from his office to house, or vice versa. Therefore, convenience is the keyword over here. This category reinforces the target consumer's image of the retailer as a one-stop convenience store. Now let us discuss the various stages or steps of the process of category management. Sub-stages for defining the role of a category are: define the objective the retailer wants to achieve with each category. Then select the category, determine how it will be managed by the retailer and the suppliers. A cross-category analysis is undertaken to define the role of the target category. So, what is this cross-category analysis? It means across various categories, we try and analyze what is the importance of each category to the retailer, to the consumer, as well as to the supplier. Resources, which are always limited, like budgets, inventory levels, shelf space, are allocated to each category based on how important that category is to the overall profitability of the retailer. The next step is assessing the category. Each category is assessed in a cooperative manner, the keyword cooperative, based on data collected from suppliers, consumers, retailers, as well as the market research effort. This is obviously a very time-consuming process. As you can see, we have to collect data from suppliers, retailers, consumers, as well as market research. Therefore, the consumer should be the first one to be assessed, because category management means it is consumer focus. When the consumers are assessed first, it will help identify where the profit and where the margins lie in this particular category. So starting with the consumer's feedback or assessment of the category is extremely crucial. Based on that, you can proceed on taking assessments from the supplier, from the retailer, and collate it with data that is received from the market research team. Next step is to have a category scorecard or a performance measure. The most common performance measure of a category is obviously the profitability of that category. Performance can be measured in many ways, ranging from a simple gross margin, market share, sales, profits, or it could be a more complex measure. A category scorecard allows success to be measured. So we are actually able to measure the success of each category, and we can make comparisons and record across a number of indicators or criteria based on the importance of each of these criteria. Step 5 is category strategy. So now we are strategizing so that we achieve maximum profitability for that category. This step involves developing market strategies for the category in order to maximize category performance. So we just discussed that each category needs to have a measure or evaluation of its performance. Each category needs to have a scorecard. Therefore, we need to maximize the performance of each category, and we have to strategize to achieve this maximum performance. The purpose of this step of making strategies is to develop strategies that capitalize on category opportunities through creative and efficient use of resources. Specific tactics are selected to execute these strategies. So, your strategy could be to create excitement around a new category that has been launched, or to create excitement around a new category that has been launched by this retailer. It may not be new to the market, but this retailer is launching it new. A strategy could be to increase traffic or increase footfall in that retail store by using this category as a focal point. So, or it could be to maximize market share in that category. Based on the strategy or the purpose that you want to use this category, you will plan detailed tactics, which is our next step. Step 6, to develop category tactics. Each category will receive its own marketing mix within the parameters of the retail brand identity. So at this stage, each category is going to have its own price, its own price points, promotions. How are we going to place it? Where are we going to place it? What kind of distribution is going to take place? At the same time, we have to keep in mind the retail brand identity. What is the retail image and what is the identity of that brand? So our tactics have to complement the brand image and the retailer's identity. This step will identify the specific actions that need to be taken to implement the chosen category strategies. The next step is to plan the implementation process. We develop a timeline, a schedule for the implementation. We also will assign responsibilities for carrying out these specific tactics. Which tasks have to be done by whom? At what timeline? All these are planned in detail, and that is why this step is called the plan implementation. The next step is the category review. Obviously, this means we are continually going to review the performance of this category. It has to be an ongoing review and measuring the category's performance, which means we are going to quantify it. That is why we said each category needs to have a scorecard. Therefore, it helps us to decide which categories to invest in, which categories to increase, and which categories to downsize. The scorecard is compared to the planned objectives. So the actuals are compared with the plans, and the gaps are identified. The plan is modified in order to achieve better results next time. So once we know what are the planned objectives, then we find out what are the actual achieved objectives. We compare the two. The gaps are identified, and then we modify the plan next time. This category review is again a continuous cycle of measurement, evaluation, and modification of the plan. Therefore, it is an ongoing process, it is a cyclical process. So, let us recap the process of category management. We started with defining the category, okay? Then came defining the role of the category, category assessment, followed by creating a scorecard or performance measure for the category. Then we devised some strategies for this category, followed by some tactics that were developed. Plan implementation, where we decide the timelines and people responsible against each activity. Lastly, we review the performance of the category. Based on the gaps over here that we get in the review stage, we will again define the category. So we may change the category definition based on this review. This is why I have said that category management is cyclical and it is an ongoing process. Now let us understand what are the merits of category management. We can classify the benefits of category management by saying these are the benefits for consumers, these are the benefits for retailers, and these are the benefits for suppliers. So first, let's start by talking about the benefits of category management for consumers. This concept enables the retailer to provide more value to the consumers through improved assortments and ease of shopping. Why improved assortments? Because they have thought and planned what are the various products within a category, and they have planned how to display it. Are they to be displayed together on a shelf, etc., and therefore leading to ease of shopping for the consumer. Also, another benefit to the consumer is that category management decreases costs by increasing the efficiency and effectiveness of the supply chain. These reduced costs are then passed on to the consumers, who get more value for money. Now let us discuss the benefits of category management for suppliers. Increased sales. Obviously, because there is ease of shopping for the customer, there may be more variety, the goods are placed together, goods that are either substitutable or are complementary are all placed together. Therefore, the product mix is better, it is more effective and efficient, promotions are better, pricing opportunities are better, all leading to increased sales. Improved profit margins is another benefit to the supplier. How do they achieve improved profit margins? Because more effective pricing, reduced pricing, leads to bigger sales volumes. Lower cost of sales promotions, lower costs of advertising, lower inventory replenishment costs, and lower distribution costs. More effective and efficient promotional methods are used, and more effective and efficient promotional scheduling is used, thereby improving profit margins for the suppliers. Better vendor relationships because of increased sharing of information, because of better execution at a field level, and because improved alignment of the retailers' programs along with the suppliers' objectives. Improved competitive positioning leads to increased market share. So how do we get improved competitive positioning? It is because there is better information gathering, there is a collaborative approach, sharing of information between the buyer and the supplier, there is faster product cycles, new products are launched, ability to innovate effectively, increased chance for sustainable business. These were the benefits of category management for suppliers. Now let us talk about benefits of category management for retailers. Increased sales. How do we achieve increased sales by category management? There is better planned shelf display. Product mix is better planned. How to display the product mix is better planned. More efficient product promotions. Better price image and sustainability, therefore leading to increased sales. Improved profit margins for about 5% of the retailer. So this means that category management, when used properly, increases the profit margins by about 5%. Why is that so? Because the retailer is using more effective pricing through real consumer value models, more effective and efficient promotional activities, fewer items in the inventory, so there is less dead stock, lower replenishment costs, and reduced space allocation. Only those products which are selling well, which add value, will be put on the shelves. The others would gradually be phased out. Category management improves the retailer-supplier relationships, which is what we had discussed earlier. But category management is based on better relationships between the buyers and the suppliers. That is the crux of category management. Increased sharing of information. So that is one of the reasons why it improves the retailer-supplier relationships, because there is transparency, there is mutual trust and understanding, and therefore increased sharing of information, which benefits both the parties involved. It is a symbiotic association, and there is a lot of coordination between the two parties. Enhanced competitive positioning, which leads to increased market share. So this is a benefit that is common for both suppliers as well as retailers, and therefore it leads to a longer business life. Now let us understand certain demerits of category management. Everything has a plus and a minus, so does this concept. Firstly, a lot of reorganization is required. So retailers who have been working in the traditional method, working at calculating profitability at a store level, when they have to start using the concept of category management, have to make a lot of changes in their organization and within their store. Therefore, category management requires massive amount of reorganization by the retailer, which obviously requires money, time, and effort. Suppliers as partners, this is a big problem. Since we are so used to treating our suppliers as adversaries, as somebody who is taking away a part of our profit margin, it is very difficult for retailers to accept their suppliers as partners and collaborate with them and share information with them. Transparency is difficult to come by when you are talking about your suppliers. Therefore, they do not want to share information with their suppliers, and hence small suppliers get affected adversely. Now let us understand the reason for that. We all know that there is something called a category captain, who is a supplier which supplies a major part of that category to a retailer. Now since this supplier is either bigger, more powerful, or has better clout, he is able to edge out the smaller retailers out of that category, which means that the category captain is actually abusing the smaller suppliers. In some cases, it would go to an extent that the smaller suppliers go out of the shelf space totally. Therefore, category management concept is not very useful for a supplier who is small. All the benefits that we have discussed are primarily for somebody who is a bigger or at least a medium-sized supplier for a retailer. Reduced focus on the consumer. Now, in category management, we have been talking about that the focus is the customer, this is a customer-led process, collaborations between buyers and suppliers. But unfortunately, while focusing on the efficiencies of retailing, the retailer stops focusing on the customer. Reduced variety for the customer. In order to be more efficient within a category, selected products may not be used at all. So the products that are displayed may not be exciting for the customer, thereby reducing the variety available to the customer. Skilled employees who are well trained in the process of category management are not available easily. That's another big demerit of the process of category management. Thank you.